80 degrees outside the studios of KUOW, where you are listening to The Record. I'm Marcy Silman.
And I'm David Hyde. Seattle continues to look at raising the minimum wage to $15 an hour. There's a movement to get that on the ballot in the fall, and Mayor Ed Murray's got an advisory committee that have been working on that. They're hammering out some sort of a proposal, and we're expecting an announcement someday, sometime this week. But Seattleites aren't the only ones talking about the minimum wage. Today in Washington, D.C., Senate Republicans led a filibuster to block a vote on raising the federal minimum wage to $10.10 an hour. Joining us now to talk about it is Stephen Sloan. He's deputy congressional editor for Politico. Hi, Stephen.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. It's 80 degrees in Seattle. I'm really good. So,
I'm jealous.
Yeah. So, you know, just thinking about how the filibuster works in the Senate these days, it seems like Democrats pretty much need to get 60 votes just to get this thing onto the floor for debate. How close did they get?
Well, they came up short by 6 votes. The vote was 54 to 42.
So that's a long way off. And this is, of course, Iowa Democrat Tom Harkin's bill. What exactly is Harkin calling for?
Well, this bill would lift the federal minimum wage gradually over a period of about 3 years from the current level, which is $7.25 an hour, to $10.10 an hour. And it would ultimately peg it to inflation kind of going forward. So you wouldn't have to kind of keep going back to this every few years.
I know this is kind of a self-centered question, but we saw an editorial in the New York Times talking about Seattle's effort to raise its minimum wage up to $15 an hour and how that might be a model for other cities or other parts of the country. Is there any discussion in the other Washington about what's happening here in Seattle?
You know, there hasn't been a lot of discussion necessarily in the halls of Congress. I think, you know, everyone in, on Capitol Hill tends to be self-absorbed a little bit. But I think that there is a lot of, interest, generally speaking, at, you know, what's happening at in cities, including Seattle, you know, working with, as that article pointed out, not only the minimum wage, but union issues and a host of other issues.
Stephen Sloan's deputy congressional editor for Politico, and we're talking about today's failed effort to hike the minimum wage in the U.S. Senate. What are Republicans' main objections to this bill?
Well, there are a few things. You know, they argue that this is, you know, that the rate is too high, that you get there too quickly, that it destroys jobs. There's also a little bit more of a, you know, kind of getting in the weeds. There are some Republicans who, like Susan Collins, the moderate from Maine, who might be open to some type of deal, but she voted against this, saying that, you know, we Republicans weren't allowed an opportunity to offer amendments to this bill and offer their alternatives. So you have some procedural objections, and you just have some substantive objections as well.
On the jobs question, this is, of course, coming up here in Seattle because we're talking about hiking it up to $15 an hour from what is already the highest minimum wage in the country. What's the evidence that Republicans are citing to make the case that $10.10 is a job killer?
Well, I think both parties are pointing to the CBO report that came out in February that kind of offered a little bit of something to everyone. The CBO came out with a study that said raising the rate to $10.10 would result in about 500,000 job losses, but it would also lift about 900,000 people out of poverty.
And that's the Congressional Budget Office, which the Democrats are often citing. So it was of some interest and concern to them when that report came out, as I remember it. Even if this bill actually made it onto the floor for some sort of debate, what are the chances of it actually becoming law?
It would be very hard. You know, if it actually was able to clear the 60-vote threshold to go on the floor, then that means that it would almost certainly clear the 51-vote threshold to actually, you know, emerge from the Senate. But then it goes across the Capitol to the House, where Republicans are in control, and it would almost certainly die there.
So is this, at least in part, or if not, or mostly about politics at this point? And if so, what do Democrats hope to gain?
Well, I think this is about politics on both sides. This is part of the broader income inequality discussion that Democrats have been trying to have this election year, or earlier this year. The Senate was focused on reviving unemployment benefits, if you remember. And so this, you know, kind of feeds into that broader narrative, and Republicans are trying, in a sense, not to take the bait.
Mm. How does it work for Democrats, though, politically, especially in those swing districts that they need to win?
Well, I think it's, you know, difficult. I think if you look at the Senate, Mark Pryor didn't vote today. Mark Pryor is a very vulnerable Democrat up for re-election in Arkansas. He was expected to vote no, or was thought as somebody who might vote no. Mm-hmm. It definitely puts some of those red state Democrats on in a tough position.
So it's even, really, it's more of an advantage for Republicans.
Well, I think Republicans, are happy to kind of, argue their points that this is something that that's just not quite a workable solution for the problems facing the country right now.
All right. Hey, thank you so much for telling us about it.
Thank you.
Once again, in the other Washington Today, D.C. Democrats failed to get a bill to the floor to increase the federal minimum wage. The goal was $10.10 an hour. Here in Seattle, the effort to hike the minimum wage up to $15 an hour continues, and we're expecting an update from the mayor's committee later this week. You're listening to The Record on KUOW with Marcy Silman. I'm David Hyde.